And we are back to Wayne State basketball. We're at halftime. We are pleased to be joined today by two of the seniors on the Wayne State men's basketball team, Keelan Grant, Nate Talbot. First of all, thanks for taking some time out of your schedule this weekend on this road trip to talk to me. We'll start with Keelan first. Let's go back to the beginning. What made you want to come to Wayne State?
It was closer to family. I've seen people in the past play for them, and I felt like it was a great place to come to.
And Nate, same question. What made you want to become a Wayne State Warrior?
The distance to home really was a big factor. Being 40 minutes away wasn't too far, but wasn't too close either. The coaching staff was also a really big factor. They really made it seem like they wanted me here, and they really made me feel like family when I was on my visit, so I knew it was the right place.
Kind of a rough freshman year team-wise. Didn't win many games, but let's talk about the year after that, the crazy COVID year, as I like to call it. They were going through a pandemic. They didn't know if they were going to play basketball that year. They decided to play. It was a weird schedule playing teams back-to-back, a lot of crazy travel, a lot of meals in the hotel room. But, Keelan, what do you remember most about that season that you guys won the Gleeck Championship?
We just had a full team. We had players that was on the roster the year before, but they were injured or came from transferring. And we just collectively, we all bowed down together during the COVID year. And we just played together. So just us as a family actually playing together as a team, finally, you know what I'm saying?
And Nate, what do you remember the most about that season?
A lot of unexpectedness went into that season, I'm not going to lie. There were a lot of different times where we could be hanging out at the apartment at noon, not knowing if we had practice, then we get a text, hey, practice is at 2. So you just always had to be ready and always had to be, like, alert and be able to, like, change what your plans were. So that was definitely one of the bigger things that I remembered from that year.
I always say, build a lot of character going through that for the 2.5 months, and you guys had to do a lot more than I did for it, but just talk about that experience. Like Nate said, hey, we didn't know maybe an hour before tip-off if we were going to play. In the Gleeck tournament, they tested you guys for COVID an hour before tip-off, didn't know if we were going to play. That had to have been a good experience toward the future, because there's a lot of things as an adult, and I can definitely attest for that, that could be a little tough or a little trying times. Just talk about going through that season.
First of all, I've never been COVID tested until I got back on campus. And when I tell you the COVID tests every day, when I say every day, I mean every day of the week, we had something going up our nostrils to make us cry right before practice. I couldn't even fathom doing that again, you know, so I'm just glad we just built through that. It showed that we really wanted to play, because we had a choice not to go through with it, but everyone stood deep and we just went fight through it.
Yeah, that was a very good description of the COVID test. I can attest for that as well. Nate, what was your best moment of that season? Was it winning the league championship? I know you say at home, but nobody was there to watch it except for me and a couple of administrators. But what was your best moment during that season?
Yeah, I think winning the championship at home versus Ferris was obviously a really, really cool experience. But, like, honestly, the whole experience of going to the national tournament was out of this world. We stayed in a very nice hotel right across the street from the arena. We got some really nice food catered, and it was a really great experience just to be a part of that and, like, be able to tell my kids that I was I had an opportunity to do that.
I thought it was cool because they've gone back to the old way of doing the NCAA tournament now, where the top seed hosts. I thought it was cool that everybody got to go to one site, kind of like the Division I tournament, and stayed in a really nice hotel and play in a big arena. The last couple years, been trying a little bit, not a lot of wins, but you guys have continued to play hard. And Keelan, that's one thing I always say on the radio. You might be undermanned a little bit out there, but you guys always play hard. Last night was a great example of that against Parkside. You guys came out like gangbusters right away, up 26-12 at one point with about 5 minutes to go, and then just kind of ran out of steam at the end. But just talk about the will that the coaches have inspired in you guys over the last 4 years to continue to play hard.
All four of them just consistently are on the bench yelling at us, telling us the spots when we don't know, when we're fatigued. It just gives us an extra boost, you know, to actually want to play hard when you got somebody behind you wanting to play. It's like they want to get out there just as much as you do, you know. So it's kind of motivating to see how energetic and all the tenacity everybody brings off the bench, especially the coaches. So it makes me want to play hard.
And Nate, you've had a couple really good games in the last couple of weeks. Talk about your resurgence there down the stretch in your senior year.
You know, just having faith in myself and having faith in what I have been able to bring the whole time. You know, just I felt like I could really compete and had a really good opportunity these last few weeks to, like, get some good games in. My time at Wayne State's kind of coming to an end, so I wanted to leave a little bit of a mark before I got out of here, and there was a lot of opportunity, so I was able to do that.
Speaking of leaving a mark, I've been around 8 years now. You're one of the best dunkers, Keelan, I've seen in my time here at Wayne State. If we had a GLIAC slam dunk contest, I assume you would enter and possibly have a chance to win. Where did that come from? You're a pretty good dunker.
Worked very hard. My first love is football, but, okay. You know, I got taller, growth spurt, but yeah. My dad always used to work on my legs. For some reason, he always said legs are one of the most important parts of your body. So I just basically working out in the basement, jump rope every day, stretching. Stretching is very important. And I used to just watch videos of the best dunkers like Vince Carter and stuff like that. And I was like, wow, I want to be like that, you know? And it was easier to get buckets trying to put the ball actually in the rim. So why not, you know?
Good explanation, no doubt about it. Let's get the future plans for both of you. Nate, I'll start with you. We were talking a little bit off air before we started taping here about your future plans. What's in store for Nate Talbot in the future?
Currently, I'm doing job interviews. I'm going to be graduating in May with my degree in supply chain management and marketing. So I'm going to be going into the workforce and working in the supply chain industry. And yeah, that's really what I've got for now.
All right, Keelan, same question. What's in Keelan Grant's future?
Well, I'm blessed with the opportunity to either, you know, move forward with my basketball career or stay here. That's a conversation I have to work out with the staff and my family, but we're just gonna go from here. Basically, on the season, it's not over, so I don't really think about it too much.
Yeah, I say I'm 43 years old. I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do in the future. So no rush for sure. Keelan, last question. This is to both of you, but I'll start with Keelan. Your best memory during your 4 years at Wayne State. We've talked a lot about that championship season. It could be that, but what was your best memory from your 4 years here at Wayne State?
It just so happens that is my best memory in the season because, you know, someone said that winning cures all, and we won. And throughout all the adversity that we had to push through, it felt – all you seen was smiles that when the buzzer went off against Ferris at home, cutting the nets off. I never cut the nets off of any of my teams that I've played in my 22 years. It just was amazing. I felt relief, you know. I felt like this is what it's for. This is what we play for. As a family, friends, everybody coming to see us, they wasn't even there, but we was just happy, you know. So that was my best memory, winning our the conference championship against Ferris.
All right, Nate, same question. What was your best memory at Wayne State?
I mean, obviously that was a pretty great memory to be a part of. So I'm not going to talk about that one, but I'd say when the arena opened and we hosted Michigan, I thought that atmosphere to play in was one of probably the best atmospheres I've ever played in my life. You know, they were a really good team at that point, and they had some future NBA guys, and it was just a really, really cool experience that they came down and shared that experience of opening the new arena with us.
Absolutely. That was a great night as well, opening that new arena. Keelan, I agree. That's my best moment in my 8 years at Wayne State, was watching you guys win that championship, and I feel bad for you that there wasn't anybody else there to watch you cut down those nets, but I tried to describe it as best I could to the people watching at home and listening at home. And no matter what, guys, the rest of your life, you'll always be called champion. So, Keelan,
yes,
Nate, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. We'll come back for the second half in just a moment. Wayne State and Purdue Northwest right here on the Wayne State Warrior Basketball Radio Network.